Text. While this film is inspired by actual events, the characters and events depicted in this film are purely fictional and do not portray any actual people or events.
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help, he's trying to kill me.
Caller, can you speak up a little?
A woman on a cell phone.
Please, he's, you're here. Please, he's got a gun.
Okay, just stay calm. What's your name, sweetheart?
Bernie.
Okay, Bernie, just sit tight. We're trying to find your location now.
I'm gonna find you.
She looks towards a door. Text. He slid into her DMs. Text 1 week earlier.
I'm absolutely in love with this new foundation. It's so light, I barely know I have it.
Bernie's talking on a cell phone. She's curling her hair. A man is looking at photos of her. She strikes a variety of poses. She dances around with two friends. She gets a bunch of direct messages from a man. She poses.
Hey everybody, happy Monday, maybe. Anyway, I'm running late, so I'm gonna finish doing my quick 5-minute face, starting with this new concealer by Skinlight Beauty. It supposedly gives the most amazing coverage with totally natural finish. But we'll be the judge of that, right? Have I ever told you guys how Zach asked me out? It was seriously so sweet. It was like a month after I moved here from Chicago. And we've been, you know, kind of talking, but like nothing serious or anything, because I literally just moved.
She has pillows and stuffed animals on her bed.
He like commandeered the PA system. And then in front of the whole school said I was like the most beautiful, funny, nice person he'd ever met. And would I be his girlfriend? I mean, couldn't you just die?
She's looking at a mirror and also talking into her phone.
And now, 2 years later, here we are. So what do you guys think? Not bad for 5 minutes, right? Love you guys.
She hangs up the phone. She gets a slew of direct messages. A woman is doing yoga in the yard.
Good morning, sweetie.
Did you watch the video?
I did.
It's Bernie's mom.
I thought we agreed that you were going to try smiling more. You were frowning almost the entire time. No need to give the 11s an engraved invitation, right? They're going to be here soon
enough. She points to her wrinkles.
Hey, did you see your engagement is up a point?
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we could figure out why your growth is stalled. If you want to attract the big brands, we really have to get you to 100K. Maybe this new collab will help move the needle. Speaking of, how's the video going?
Bernie's not paying attention.
Bernie, hey, can you hear me?
She's looking at her direct messages.
I asked where you are on the video for Lauren Lux.
Zach and I are shooting it tonight.
Oh, it's due Wednesday. Don't you think that's cutting it a little close?
Mom, relax. It's under control. What?
Well...
She gets up, walks over to Bernie.
The more I think about it...
Sits down next to her.
I'm just not sure it's such a great idea to tie your brand so tightly to your relationship with Zach.
They want a promposal, so I don't really have a choice.
I know, but what if you guys break up?
We're not breaking up.
Well, look. God willing, no, sweetie, but things happen. And as your manager, it's my job to think about them. Ooh, got a few strays coming in there.
Where?
Just a couple, right there. And you want to look perfect for your video,
her
right?
Her mom points to her hair.
How about you stop by the studio after school today for a quick touch-up? You can post a video of it.
Sure, whatever. You gotta go.
Bernie stands up.
Say hi to the girls for me.
Bernie's in the car, looking at her account notifications.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday, maybe? Anyway, I'm running late today, so I'm going to finish doing my quick 5-minute face, starting with this new concealer by Skinlight Beauty. Supposedly, it gives the most amazing coverage with a totally natural finish. But we'll be the judge of that, right?
She watches herself putting on makeup in a video. outside La Mesa Junior High School.
Looking extra fresh today.
Just trying to keep up with you.
I love that video you posted this morning. I never get tired of hearing that story about you and Zach. It's like straight out of a fairy tale. I get chills every time I think about it.
Yeah, Zach's all about the grand gesture. Remember freshman year when he flower bombed me in homeroom? Oh, wait. That was before you moved here.
Two girls are talking to Bernie.
Have you heard anything from NYU?
Not yet. I swear, I check my email like every 5 minutes.
Well, you'll get in. You both will.
I'm not even sure I want to go there anymore. So far away.
Thus the appeal.
Yo, I love the fit, Bernie.
Thanks, girl.
Can you help me with a video later? I found this awesome new skincare line that nobody's heard about yet. Oh yeah, you can be in it too.
The three girls walk up some steps.
What time? I'm filming a quick brow touch-up line, mom's salon for school.
Didn't you just do a brow video for her? Does she need you to like drum up business or something?
Of course not. The salon's doing great.
So blow her up.
It's my girl.
Hi, babe.
Zach comes up and kisses Bernie in the side of the head.
Oh, that's the case. You're probably looking at a viral sensation.
And that's my cue. Catch you later, Bern.
Bye.
Hannah walks away.
Hey, you want to get out of here?
Jazz? Coming.
Jazz walks away.
Are you okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you know why.
I'm fine.
Jazz is walking with Hannah.
What? I am.
If you still had feelings for Zach, you shouldn't have given Bernie the green light.
Zach and I are ancient history. Plus, I'm the one who broke up with him.
They walk away.
Yeah, obviously Steph Curry now. No, but Magic is the best of all time.
No.
Come on, babe.
Bernie's on her phone, what? Checking her direct messages.
Yeah, Magic all the way. He invented the triple-double.
That's what I'm talking about, fool. What's up? You okay?
Yeah, just a little stressed. Could you pick up the balloons and go to the meadow tonight? For the promposal? We talked about it last week.
Hey, man, you gotta cut him some slack. He's got sectionals on the brain. You can't expect him to remember every single lame-ass video you ask him to be in.
Lame-ass? Is that what you think?
It is kind of weird that you're staging this whole thing when I asked you to prom like a month ago.
Technically, you never really asked me. You just assumed I'd go with you. Come on, this is like my first real brand deal. It really helped jumpstart my career.
Career? Since when was putting on makeup and dancing around in front of the camera a career?
Jorge's leaning against the lockers.
Influencing is a $21 billion industry. 75% of brands have a dedicated budget just for influencer marketing. So yeah, it's a career.
Come on, this is really important to me.
She turns to Zach.
Fine, I'll meet you there after breakfast.
Thank you. You're the best boyfriend ever.
They kiss, she hugs him.
I'll order the balloons right now.
$21 billion? Shit, I might be an influencer, bro.
They walk away. Hannah, Jazz, and Bernie are all lying on a bed.
I hate all of these. I think I'm just gonna wear sweatpants to prom.
I mean, with the right bag and shoes.
At least you have a date. It's like Lonely Rider City over here.
Whose fault is that? Three different guys have asked you.
Well, I can't go with just anyone.
The three of them are looking at their phones.
I think I'm done.
Bernie shows a video to Hannah.
Double cleansing isn't just washing your face twice. It's about switching up what you're washing it with to achieve a deeper clean. Lumataclean has amazing products that won't dry you out or mess with your pH balance. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Okay, send it to me so I can post it.
Maybe I should post it. I have more followers. If it's coming from me, more people will see it.
Yeah, but then it'll look like it was your idea. How about I tag you in it?
Sure. Whatever you want. I was just trying to help you get noticed. There, just sent it.
Hannah looks at her phone.
What are you going to wear tonight?
Ugh, haven't even thought about it.
Bernie gets off the bed, goes to the closet.
It needs to be cute, but understated, because it's supposed to be all about the makeup.
What about that new white dress?
Oh my God, yes. With that new vintage jean jacket, that's perfect. Hey, Hannah, what do you think?
Bernie pulls down the clothes off the rack.
Don't you think that's a little short?
It's not that short.
I just know my parents would never let me wear something that barely covers my ass. But I guess it's different with a single mom.
Hannah.
What do you mean by that?
Dude, chill. I just meant that you and your mom are more like friends. Plus, she's your manager, so it's important to her financially that you get brand deals. And everyone knows skin sells. Can I get a soda?
Sure.
Hannah gets up.
She didn't mean anything by that.
If you say so.
Bernie looks down. Bernie's mom is on the computer in the kitchen. Bernie walks in.
Mom, can I borrow the car?
May I borrow the car?
May I borrow the car?
I thought you were coming to the salon after school today.
Her mom grabs her purse.
You know, in the future, I'd appreciate you telling me if your plans change rather than just not showing up.
Sorry, Hannah said she needed me for a video. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
It is a big deal. I blocked out time for you, time I could have used for a paying client.
Jeez, I said I was sorry. What more do you want me to do?
What I want is for you to understand that you don't get to bail on your commitments. It doesn't matter if it's me or a brand. You do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Okay.
Can I ask you something?
What?
The salon's doing okay, right?
Of course it is.
Her mom looks up.
Why would you even ask that?
It's nothing. Did you see that Lorna Lux reposted me this morning? I've got like 100 new followers.
Wow, that's something. Don't be too late.
I won't.
Her mom sits back down. Bernie sits down in her car in the driver's seat, closes the door. Zach sends her a direct message saying he'll be late.
How is your Bernie girl so freaking stunning without makeup? Hey, beautiful. What are you up to tonight?
She gets direct messages from a man named Mason Michaels. She looks through her phone. Zach sends a direct message. I'm on my way. The Los Angeles skyline at night. Zach walks towards Bernie in the dark. She's in a park.
Hey, can you help me set these up? Is everything okay?
It's fine. Can we just get this over with?
Do you have the balloons?
You said you were ordering them.
Yeah, for you to pick up.
That's not what you said.
I said, can you pick them up on your way over? I don't know what else you possibly could have heard.
What does it even matter? Isn't everyone supposed to be looking at your face? If they notice there aren't any balloons, you haven't done your job very well. Have you?
What's going on with you? Did something happen at practice?
No. I just think this whole thing is BS. I mean, like, who even does this in real life anyway? Why can't I just ask you to prom? Why do we have to film it?
It's what the brand wants.
The brand wants, the brand gets.
Yeah, that's how a job works. I'm sorry I can't throw a ball into a hoop, and they will fall all over themselves to give me a scholarship.
Hey, I worked hard for that.
And I work hard for this. Do you have any idea how much time and planning goes into making one of these videos?
Oh, I'm aware. It's all you freaking do. You're either shooting a video or editing a video. Practically the only time I see you is when you need me to be a prop in one of your videos.
Where is all this coming from? Why are you so mad at me?
Maybe I'm just sick of always being second on your list of priorities.
If that's the way you feel, then you should go.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
He kicks the pile of fake candles that she has on the ground. She watches him walk away. Bernie's lying on her bed.
Oh my God, my knight in shining armor.
She's watching an old video of her and Zach. She gets a series of direct messages commenting on Zach.
Just saw Hannah's post. Wanted to see if you're okay. Can I just say, Zach's an idiot if he thinks there's someone better than you out there. You're a goddess.
It's a DM from Mason Michaels.
It was so great talking to you last night.
The next day.
Good morning.
Her mom walks in.
Morning.
How'd everything go last night?
They're in the kitchen.
Good. Huh? Can I see the video?
I still have to edit it.
I watch your unedited videos all the time. I don't mind.
Yeah, well, maybe I do.
Hey, you don't talk to me like that.
Sorry, I'm just tired. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Mason sends her another DM asking for a photograph.
So what do you think of me offering my followers, like, private content?
What kind of content?
Just, like, pictures I haven't posted or whatever. A lot of creators do it. I could charge for it.
Huh. How much?
I don't know, $100?
Oh, and just like regular selfies, right? No nudity?
Of course not.
Oh, I don't see any harm in it. It could be a good secondary source of income. Yeah, just make sure you get the money up front.
Cool. By the way, I need to ride to school today.
Oh, Santa sick?
No, I think there's just something wrong with her car.
Bernie? I can tell when you're lying to me. Did something happen that you don't want to tell me?
No. Jeez, why do you always have to, like, worst-case scenario things? Everything's fine. She just can't take me to school today. What?
Nothing.
Her mom walks away. Bernie looks at her phone. She says it's $100 for the photo. He says, what's your Zipti Cash account? She looks at herself in the rearview mirror. Then she takes a picture of herself. Her mom walks up to the car. Her mom gets in the driver's side.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
They put on their seatbelts. She gets a message that says she's received $100. She smiles. Two boys walk by at school.
Hey, Zach.
Bernie's mom waves at Zach.
Felt weird.
Maybe because you just made a scene in front of the whole school.
Oh. Hardly call that a scene. I swear, you kids are so sensitive.
Zach and Jorge had walked away. Bernie gets out of the car.
Bye.
Bernie goes to her locker, looks down the hall at Zach. She pulls out some books.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Jazz walks up.
That all depends. Are you asking me because Zach and I broke up? Or because my best friend stabbed me in the back? Oh, wait, they both suck. Where is she anyway?
She's sick.
Yeah, right.
Incoming.
Hey.
Zach walks over to Bernie.
Maybe you should ask Hannah if she wants to talk, because I have nothing to say to you.
Bernie walks away.
Look, I swear nothing happened with Hannah. I just gave her a ride.
I'm not the one you need to convince.
Jazz walks away.
Get unready with me using this amazing new cleanser I found from Lumatically. This isn't sponsored, but you guys know there was no way I was going to gatekeep the best cleanser I've ever used. 5 stars.
Bernie watches herself plugging a product.
Proving once again, you always put your followers first.
Mason sends her a direct message. She says, I prefer to think of you as my friends.
Do you think I could get another pick? Maybe something a little more fire? I'll pay.
So,
Bernie and her mom are in the kitchen.
I was thinking it might be fun if you and the girls got ready for prom at the salon. We have all the stations and those big side-by-side mirrors. It would make a great video.
Yeah, sure, maybe. I'm just not exactly sure what everyone's plans are.
Okay, well, let me know.
Actually, Mom, I...
She gets a DM. She looks at her phone.
Oh, my God. It's from NYU.
And? What does it say?
I don't know. I'm too scared to open it. What if I didn't get in?
Oh, sweetie. Whatever it says, I am so proud of you and how hard you've worked. Now rip off that Band-Aid. Well?
I got it! NYU, here I come!
she makes a video of her and her mom celebrating.
I just want to thank you all for your love and support throughout this whole process. I could not have done it without you guys. I love you guys so much. Every time I'm with you.
Did you post a promposal video?
Not yet.
Drives me crazy how you always wait till the last minute.
Get better engagement in the afternoon.
They're riding in the car.
Any tissues?
I think there's some in the console.
I don't see any. I'm looking in the glove compartment.
Oh, no.
What's this?
It's nothing. The payment and the notice passed each other in the mail.
On all of them?
Honey, I swear there is nothing for you to worry about. I promise.
There's envelopes with past due stamped on them.
What about NYU? Can we even afford it?
We're going to figure it out.
Bernie looks at them.
The only thing you need to focus on is posting that promposal video. ASAP.
Okay, stop it.
Her mom grabs the envelopes out of her hand.
Do you think I could get another pic?
She gets a DM from Mason wanting another photo.
Maybe something a little more... fire?
She undoes the top of her blouse, showing part of her bra.
I'll pay.
She takes a photo. She's looking in the mirror in the bathroom. She sends the photograph.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Mom.
It's Mason. He's looking at his phone. He expands the photograph of Bernie to make it close up. Bernie is writing in a notebook. Her phone's on the table. She picks up her phone.
How is it even possible to be this hot?
Mason sends her DMs.
I want more.
Will Bernie Muller please report to the principal's office immediately?
He sent her $500. She picks up her bag. She goes out into the hallway. She turns around. Zach has put candles on the floor that spell out prom question mark.
Bernadette Elizabeth Muller, you are my absolute dream girl. And I'm sorry I was such a jerk about everything and made you feel like I didn't believe in you. Nothing could be further from the truth. Will you please forgive me and do me the honor of going to prom with me?
She nods and smiles. He steps forward. He picks her up and hugs her.
Did you get it?
Got it.
What about the B-roll?
Plenty of options.
Jorge and Jazz were taping it.
What kind of boyfriend would I be if I let you miss your first big deadline?
She hugs him again. Hannah's standing by, rolling her eyes.
I don't know how many times I have to say it. I was driving home and my car started to make a weird noise. My dad's out of town, so I called Zach. I mean, I didn't even know that you guys had broken up.
Okay, I think what Hannah is trying to say is that this is all just a huge misunderstanding and she would never betray your friendship like that.
Exactly. So are we cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Thank God that's over with because I've been dying to tell you guys. I got into Stanford.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's super awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to go there. I want to weigh out all of my options, but it's Stanford, so...
What are we celebrating?
Hannah's going to Stanford.
Oh.
Jorge sits down next to Jazz.
Be right down the road from Zach. Like at Berkeley. Then you guys could, like, get together and then commiserate about how much you're going to miss me.
Wow, I honestly hadn't even thought about that, but it'll be nice to have a friendly face nearby.
So, Zach, how are you feeling about the game?
Honestly, I'm not worried at all about it.
Isn't Lincoln supposed to be, like, unbeatable?
Not anymore. Actually, their star player is benched with a sprained ankle, so without him, they're kind of screwed.
The group stands up.
What's up?
So I was wondering if you would maybe want to wear this to the game tonight. You know, for luck.
He pulls a shirt out of his backpack.
It'd be my honor.
They kiss and hug.
Bernadette Elizabeth Muller, you are my absolute dream girl. And I'm sorry I was such a jerk about everything and made you feel like I didn't believe in you. Nothing.
Mason is watching the prom invitation video.
Please forgive me and do me the honor of going to prom with me.
Mason adjusts the video with his fingers.
Oh, Bernie. What are you thinking?
He sets down the phone.
Oh, baby, it's not hard.
Bernie's sitting on the couch, wearing a basketball jersey top, looking at her phone.
You're back together with Zach? After he cheated on you? And treated you like trash? He's no good for you! Guess I'm gonna have to prove to you what a dick he really is.
Mason sends a series of direct messages. She stares at her phone and blinks hard. She gets up.
Somebody's popular.
It's just from the proposal.
That video was so cute, wasn't it, Hannah? Yeah, it practically gave me a cavity.
Hannah and Jazz are sitting in the front seat. Bernie's in the back seat getting a series of texts from Mason.
I'm a little overwhelmed by all the comments and messages from the video.
Must be rough.
Lumataclean just messaged me. They saw my Get Unready With Me video and they want to do like a whole series with me.
Yeah, they do!
They said that they really like my vibe and since I posted that video, they've gotten a ton of new followers.
Unbelievable.
What'd you say?
Nothing. It's just, you wouldn't have even known about it if it wasn't for me.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
So are you mad at me or something?
Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know, you tell me.
Okay, I think we just need to chill out a little bit here.
I'm totally chill.
Me too. Never been better.
Bernie looks down at all the direct messages. At school, Hannah's wearing Zach's jersey number 3.
Where did you get that?
As is Bernie.
Get what? Oh, this? Zach gave it to me forever ago.
Why are you wearing it?
I'm just supporting the team. It's not a big deal.
Let's introduce your VHS starting lineup. First up is team captain and all-time leading scorer, number 3, Zach Jacobs.
The crowd stands up and applauds. Zach comes out of the locker room.
I can't believe I missed that shot. I mean, who shouts brick when someone's shooting a free throw?
I know, babe, but you guys still qualify for the playoffs.
The two walk down the hall together.
Hopefully Coach doesn't bench me.
He wouldn't do that over a couple of missed free throws.
Free throws that could have won the game? Yeah, he might.
Is there anything I can do to make you feel better? Maybe some ice cream?
2 scoops?
Baby, you can have as many scoops as you want.
They kiss. She pulls out her phone. It's a direct message from Mason. He sends a picture that says brick with a guy shooting a basketball. She looks over and sees Mason standing down the hallway. He crosses his arms and smiles at her.
I think I left my phone in the bathroom.
What? Isn't that thing like surgically attached to your hand?
Very funny. I'll meet you at the car.
Okay.
She walks down the hall towards Mason.
Wow. You are even prettier in person.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm Mason. Number 1 fan. I thought you'd be happier to see me.
Did you yell brick and make Zach miss the shot?
He smiles.
It's really funny, right?
No, it wasn't. Nothing about this is funny.
You mad at me? Look, it's not my fault that Malibu Ken can't make his free throws under pressure.
Whatever. It's over. Just leave me alone, okay? I mean it.
She walks away. He grabs her arm.
I just need you to read this. Just, please. Please.
He holds out a piece of paper.
Let me go. Leave me alone.
He stuffs the paper in her jacket pocket.
Love you.
She runs away. He smiles.
Hey.
Hey. Hannah, you're Bernie's friend, right?
I am.
Hannah was taping it.
How do you know Bernie?
Wait, you kidding me? Freaking love that girl.
In that case, I think we might be able to help each other.
He tilts his head. Bernie runs up to the car and gets in the passenger seat.
You find it?
What? Oh, my phone. Yeah. Turns out I was with me the whole time.
She fixes her hair.
You okay?
I'm fine. Can we just go, please?
Don't have to tell me twice.
Zach puts on his safety belt. They pull up and stop.
I just wish I could figure out who did it.
Babe, I know it sucks, but you just have to let it go. He's so not important.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
She looks at her phone. It's a text message. It says, "Hey, beautiful, you didn't think I was going to give up on you, did you?"
Who is it?
Just my mom. She says I have to come inside.
So what? I can't come in today?
It's all going to be okay. Call you tomorrow.
They kiss. She gets out of the car, closes the door. She waves as he drives away. She walks in the house. Her mom's sitting on the couch, on the computer.
Hey, how was the game?
Fine.
Ah, don't be so excited.
Sorry, it's just been a weird day.
She sits down.
I have some good news, though.
Ah, what's that?
Do you remember that video I did for that new cleanser? Well, the brand saw it and they want to do like a whole campaign with me.
Did they say how much they want to pay you?
Not yet. They said they'd send over a proposal tomorrow.
Okay, well, give them my email because as your manager, I should be the point person.
She looks down at her phone and says, "Did you read my letter yet?"
I wonder if they'd want to do a retail pop-up at the salon.
She says, "How did you get my number?" He says, "I have my ways."
Bernie. Hey, can you hear me? I said I wonder if Lumataclean wants to do a retail pop-up at the salon.
Sure, whatever.
Is something wrong?
Bernie looks down again.
Why does everyone keep asking me that? Everything's fine.
Is that?
No one, just spam. Look, I'm really tired. I just want to relax.
Sure.
Bernie stands up. Her mom watches her walk away.
Freak out.
Bernie goes into her bedroom.
Everything under control.
Leans against the wall. Closes her eyes. She opens the letter.
Those pictures you sent me? They're so beautiful. I'm in love with you. I know you feel it too.
She crunkles up the letter and throws it across the room. She slides down the wall and starts to cry.
Why are you texting me back? Did you block me? You don't want to do that, B.
He sends direct messages. She blocks him on her phone. She starts to cry again. The sun rises, clouds pass overhead.
I have an opening this afternoon if you're able to come at 3.
Bernie walks into the kitchen. She opens the refrigerator.
It's $35 for shape and wax, $25 more if you want to add tint. Right. Mm-hmm.
Keep your pants on, I'm coming.
Bernie goes to the front door. It's Mason, he has flowers. She stares at him.
What are you doing here?
Well, you weren't responding to any of my messages or texts, so didn't leave me much of a choice.
How do you know where I live?
Told you I have my ways.
He smiles.
These are for you.
He hands her red roses.
Thanks.
So look, I just want to apologize for yesterday.
He pushes on the door.
I think I was just so stoked to be sharing the same air as you that I came off a little bit strong. Okay, come in.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Just give me 5 minutes.
I really don't think that's
just okay. 2 minutes.
She pushes on the door.
I'm sorry, but you should go.
No.
He pushes on the door again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I just really need to talk to you. Okay, I need to make you understand.
Understand what?
We're meant for each other.
Mason, you don't even know me.
He grabs her hand. He smiles.
I know everything about you. I know that your favorite color is blue. I know that you're allergic to penicillin. I know that you broke your arm and you're doing gymnastics when you were 10 years old. I know that you hate overcast days. That you love roses.
Mason, those are just facts I shared on the internet.
Well, I was there for you when you needed me.
And I appreciate that, just like I appreciate the support of all my followers.
No, but that's not what this is. This...
He touches her face.
This is happening. This is real.
I'm sorry, but it's not. Thank you for the flowers, but you really do have to go.
What?
He closes the door. She backs up. She opens the door again.
Mason, I tried to...
He points a gun at her. He holds the gun to her face.
This is happening.
Mason, what are you doing?
All you had to do was listen to me.
I'm listening now. Just put the gun down. We can talk about anything you want.
No, it's too late.
Bernie?
Her mom walks up.
What's going on?
Shut up!
Mason grabs Bernie by the neck.
What's your name?
I said shut up!
He points the gun at Bernie.
I don't know who you are, but I know you don't want to do this. So why don't you just put the gun down and then you can let her go?
No. No, I think I'm gonna take her with me.
No! Mom! Oh, Bernie! It's okay! It's okay! Okay. We're all just gonna we're gonna stay calm and we're just gonna talk this out, okay?
No. No, I'm done. I'm done talking!
Wait, okay. If you go out that door, the neighbors are gonna see you. They're all leaving for work, like right now. And they're gonna call the police. And you can't be with Bernie if you're in jail, right?
Mason starts to cry. He wipes his face. He points the gun at Bernie's mom.
Show me the back door.
Okay, yes. Yes, it's right back here. It's right back here. Okay.
She backs up. She points through the kitchen. She grabs a vase and hits Mason in the back of the head. She reaches down for Bernie.
You know what? Let me get in here. What about you? Just don't worry about me. Just get in.
Shh. Bernie hides in a cabinet. Her mom closes the cabinet. Mason gets up slowly. He's still holding the gun. He staggers against the wall.
Where are you? Come on, Bernie.
He walks back into the kitchen. Bernie's typing on her phone.
I'm gonna find you. Come on, B.
He looks around the kitchen. He opens a cupboard.
911, what's your emergency?
She's on her phone.
Please. My help, he's trying to kill me.
He looks around the kitchen.
Where are you?
Can you speak up a little?
I can't. Please. He's... You're here. Please, he's got a gun.
Okay, just stay calm. What's your name?
Come on, B.
He leans over, opens the cabinet, and sees her. He smiles. He grabs her legs.
Come here! Get off of me!
Bernie's mom comes up from behind, slips and falls. The gun is dropped. Her mom picks up the gun. She fires the gun. It hits Mason in the shoulder.
Bernie, I love you.
He staggers backwards and falls.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. No. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, are you okay?
Are you okay, sweetie?
Her mom sits up.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Touches Bernie's head.
I just don't understand how he got our address.
Do you know him?
He followed me. We messaged.
What?
A little. I sold him some pictures. Oh my god, the picture. It's gonna look like...
Okay. Oh, sweetie. Okay, honey. I need you to calm down. I need you to take a breath. Can you breathe in? Out. Okay, sweetie. Now. Tell me what's going on. What about the pictures?
My face wasn't in it. But I had my shirt open.
Oh, Bernie. Oh, why?
We needed the money. I didn't think anyone would find out.
Mason's lying on his back. Bernie's mom stands up.
What are you doing?
You think I'm gonna let some little nobody ruin everything we've built? Think again.
She picks up a phone.
All right. You need to delete anything that can link him and you.
She hands Bernie his phone.
Mom, I don't think we should do this.
Bernie, what do you think Zach is gonna say if he sees those pictures? NYU? Sweetie, you will lose everything.
Bernie starts typing into the phone. She hands it to her mom.
Is that all of it? All right. You need to wipe your phone, too.
Her mom hands her phone.
Bernie, focus!
Her mom smashes Mason's phone.
Okay. He smashed his phone in a rage. Okay?
I don't think I can do this.
Yes. You can. Listen to me. He's a crazy, obsessed stalker who somehow found out where you lived. He was going to kill us. We had to defend ourselves. This is not your fault.
But the pictures
are gone. Are you good?
Bernie hands her mom the phone. Her mom stands up. Bernie is breathing heavily. Paramedics bring Mason out on a stretcher.
Mrs. Muller. Bernie. Would you mind coming here and sitting down and answering a few questions for me?
He's in a body bag.
Of course. Bernie, come join us.
You say you didn't know the individual, that you never talked to him before?
They're talking to a detective.
No. I didn't know him. He just followed me online.
I think I have everything I need. At some point, I'm going to need you to come down to the station and give an official statement. But there's no rush.
It's Detective Connors.
If you think of anything else, call me.
Thank you.
He stands up.
So what now? Is it just all over?
I still have to notify the boys' parents. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of questions. But for the most part, it pretty much seems like an open and shut case. If I were you, I'd try my best to just put this whole thing behind me.
Bernie stares straight ahead. She has an image of Mason on the ground bleeding. She flashes back to him grabbing her arm at school.
I just need you to read this. Just, please, just let me go.
Leave me alone.
She curls up in bed.
Look, Mason, I tried to...
She flashes back to him holding a gun at her head.
Come here! Get off of me!
The mom shoots Mason. Bernie rolls over in bed and curls up. She picks up her phone. It's messages from her friend. She jumps out of bed.
Mom!
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do?
There's media set up in her yard.
We're not going to do anything. We're just going to wait for it all to blow over.
They're saying I murdered him.
Who's saying that?
Her mom closes the drapes. Bernie hands her mom the phone.
Time for plan B.
What's plan B?
Give them what they want.
You sure about this?
Absolutely. We have to control the narrative. You're the victim. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise.
Bernie looks at her phone. Hits record.
Hi, everyone. As a lot of you have already heard, yesterday morning, a man that has been stalking me online showed up at my house with a gun and tried to kidnap me. As women, we're taught to always be aware of our surroundings, to be ready to run away from danger at any moment. But you don't expect danger to come for you in your own home. I'm sorry, it's still all so fresh. There are a lot of rumors going around about what happened. And before things get too out of control, I just want to set the record straight. Mason Michaels broke into our house. He held my mom and I at gunpoint and threatened to kill us. We tried everything we could to get away from him, but in the end, my mom was forced to shoot him in self-defense. And while I'm so grateful that my mom and I are okay, my heart goes out to his family for their loss. Now, just to be clear, I didn't know this person. I had never had any interaction with him whatsoever.
Hannah and Jazz are watching the video.
He followed me on social media and became obsessed with me, believing we had some sort of cosmic connection.
But she did know him. I saw her talking to him after the game. Okay, well, maybe she didn't realize that she knew him. He could have been asking for directions or something. She's hiding something, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Finally, I just want to thank you all for your support during this horrible time. It means so much to both me and my mom. Everyone stay safe out there. I love you guys.
She stops the recording.
That was perfect.
I just can't stop thinking about him laying there with all that blood around him.
Okay. Bernie, sweetie.
Her mom kneels down.
Look at me. You can't obsess over this. It happened. It was terrible. We have to move forward.
I just feel so bad for his family, and I wonder, like, don't they deserve to know the truth?
Oh, sweetheart. It can't change anything for them, but it could change everything for you. For us.
Oh, my God.
What?
The New York Courier is messaging me. They want to interview me about what happened. Talk about the threat stalkers pose to young female creators. So I should do it?
Absolutely. You can't buy this kind of exposure. Sweetheart, the brands are going to be fighting to work with you. This could be the start of something big for both of us. Oh, sweetheart.
The sun shines over the neighborhood.
Shot over.
Yeah, they're here.
The media gathers outside the house. A cameraman points to a reporter. Zach walks up.
Excuse me.
He walks past the crowd of the reporters, barges into the house.
It's freaking crazy out there.
Why do you think I'm in here?
They hug.
Where's your mom?
At the salon. She's been booked solid ever since the story broke.
Bernie sits down on the couch. Zach sits down next to her.
Honestly, I don't know. It's all just so horrible.
It's so wild that he just showed up at your house. Like, why would he attack someone he doesn't even know?
Are you calling me a liar?
What? No, that's not what I meant. I guess I don't know. I feel guilty or something that I wasn't here to protect.
Zach slides over and grabs her.
Well, you're here now. That's all that matters.
He hugs her.
I'm just so glad that you're okay. Do you think you're going to be up for going to prom tomorrow?
I don't know. Do you think I should go?
It might help take your mind off things. Besides, you've been looking forward to it for months. Don't let him take that away from you.
Nightfall over the neighborhood. Bernie's reading a book on the couch. She sets it down. She goes to the door.
Surprise!
Hannah and Jazz walk in.
Duh, we're your best friends. We're here to make sure you're okay. This is for you.
It's so sweet.
Jazz hands Bernie a basket.
Looks that way. Guess the bigger story came along. God, I just want to forget this whole thing ever happened.
They sit down on the couch together.
So how are you doing? I'm okay, I guess. I mean, obviously, this is like a total nightmare, but I'm just trying to stay positive and not think about it too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. But like, what did happen?
Hannah, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, it's okay. I know you're just asking because you care.
Yeah, 100%. So?
I mean, it's basically just what I said on my live. Mason showed up at my house. I still have no idea how he got my address. He gave me some flowers and told me that we were, like, meant to be together or whatever. I told him I didn't feel the same because I, like, didn't know him and that he needed to go. I closed the door on him, but he wouldn't leave. When I opened it again, he had a gun. Everything just spiraled from there.
It's just so crazy that he would make all of that up without having any actual interaction with you.
From what I'm learning, it happens all the time. So many people have reached out with similar stories. I feel like I'm connecting to a whole new community of people. I've gotten like thousands of new followers.
Isn't that a silver lining?
Bernie?
In here.
Oh, hey, girls. I didn't know you were coming over.
We surprised her.
Oh, how nice.
Bernie's mom walks in.
Busy day at the salon.
Ugh, beyond busy. I had back-to-back clients all day. Hey, do you girls mind if I turn on the news? I want to see if there have been any updates. Okay.
Bernie Muller, the young woman whose harrowing escape from an alleged online stalker has gripped our community.
Alleged?
Two women are talking on TV.
Until the case is closed.
A platform to fight for social media safety. But the family of Mason Michael, the purported perpetrator, have questions. A lot of questions.
Mason would never do anything like this. He was a sweet boy with his whole life ahead of him.
Mason's mom is talking.
Why would he just throw it all away for some girl he never even talked to? If she was so petrified of him, why did she open the door a second time? Why didn't she just call the police? None of it makes any sense. There's got to be more to it.
Why is she saying all that? He attacked me.
Okay. Sweetie, you can't let anything she says get to you. She's his mother. Of course she's not going to believe he's capable of doing this.
Though she does raise some good points. I mean, why didn't you just call the cops?
What? You know the nutbag conspiracy theorists online are going to ask. They already are.
Jazz holds out her phone. Nightfall over the city.
Going off.
Renegade, are you freaking kidding me?
The three girls walk into Bernie's bedroom.
This can't be happening.
Why do you think he smashed his phone?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
Bernie, can you come down here, please?
I'll be right back.
Bernie leaves the bedroom. Hannah watches her. Hannah gets up. She goes to Bernie's desk drawer.
What are you doing?
She's hiding something, and I'm gonna find it.
Why does it matter to you so much?
Because it does.
I'm sick of everything always going her way. Even this. Hannah, are you seriously jealous of her right now? She's just been through like a major trauma.
And she has the followers to show for it.
Watch the door.
Jazz goes to the door.
You've seen what they're saying about me online?
Bernie walks into the kitchen.
I have to respond. Don't. That's a losing battle. If I don't say anything, all these rumors are going to spiral out of control. That's why I just booked you on Good Day America for tomorrow. Don't like millions of people watch that show? Exactly. It's the perfect opportunity to set the record straight. You can finally put all those rumors behind you once and for all. And who knows? You might get some more followers.
Her mom smiles. Bernie looks around.
Okay, I really don't think we should be doing this.
Will you just relax?
What if she catches us?
Duh, that's why you're listening for her.
Hannah's going through Bernie's belongings.
I mean, do you feel bad at all?
About what?
You are the one who gave Mason our address.
Yeah, but how was I supposed to know that he was gonna go all snapped and show up with a gun?
Hannah stands up.
I think she's coming. There's gotta be something. Hannah.
Hannah picks up a crumpled piece of paper.
Bingo.
She's coming.
Hannah puts the letter that Mason wrote in her back pocket.
Thought you guys might be thirsty.
Bernie brings in some bottled waters.
Are you okay, B?
Honestly, I just can't believe this is really happening. I mean, someone died right in front of me.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're here for you. Whatever you need. Thanks. I'm really lucky to have friends like you.
What do you feel like doing?
I don't know, just watching a movie or something.
Any requests?
Hannah sits down.
I don't know, something light and fluffy.
So like Saw, right? One or two.
Bernie smiles, looks at her phone.
We love you, Bernie. We're thinking about you. You're in our heart.
It's a video of Hannah and Jazz that they made earlier.
Okay. Mwah. So much love.
Hannah, what's this?
I just wanted people to know that you were being taken care of. What's the big deal?
It's just, I don't know, feels staged, like you're trying to use what happened to me to get more followers.
You're being paranoid.
Am I?
Maybe we should just watch the movie. Look, I know that you think the world revolves around you, but newsflash, I have my own brand and my own followers, and I don't need any of yours.
Then why are you always asking me to be in your videos? Why do you tag me in everything you post, even when I'm not in the picture?
Okay, I think you guys just need to calm down. No, I don't. You're such a narcissist.
And you're a fame whore.
Oh, I'm a fame whore?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one going live every 15 minutes to remind people what a victim I am.
Why are you so jealous of me?
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous of you. Hardly. Come on, Jess. Let's go.
Go. I have to get ready for my interview with Good Day America anyway.
Be sure to remind them that you didn't know your attacker.
What is supposed to mean?
She holds up quotation marks with her fingers.
Come on, Jazz.
Hannah walks out. Jazz looks over at Bernie and then leaves. Bernie watches them. Bernie and her mother are in the bedroom in front of a mirror that's well lit.
I don't know if I can do this. Oh, sorry, sweetie. It's a little late to change your mind now.
I feel like I'm gonna be sick. What if I, like, start crying or something?
Oh, that's okay. They're expecting you to be upset. If anything, it just reinforces that you're the victim. Oh, it's time.
Bernie sits down at her laptop.
Triumphing over tragedy is the subject of our next story. I'm joined by Bernie Mueller, who is a social media influencer. And after surviving being held at gunpoint by an obsessed follower, is now the face of influencer empowerment. Good morning, Bernie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Bernie pops up on camera.
I can only imagine how these last couple of days must be for you. Please tell our viewers how you're doing.
Well, Heidi, it's been incredibly difficult. The fact is, I'm still in shock about everything that's happened. But really, I'm just so grateful that my mom and I are okay.
And what a mom she is.
Yeah, she's the best.
Her mom smiles as she watches.
Bernie, what do you hope the outcome will be in speaking out about your ordeal?
My main goal is to bring awareness to the situation and hopefully prevent what happened to me from happening to anyone else.
And what do you have to say to the people and the online rumors that there is a video, in fact, showing that you did know your assailant prior to the attack that resulted in his death?
A video? That's impossible.
So you stand by your statement that you had no contact with Mr. Michaels prior to him showing up at your home?
No, I mean, yes. What I mean is, yes, I stand by my statement, and no, I never met him.
And what do you say to the people like Mr. Michaels' family who wonder how and why he would damage his own phone?
I'd say, who knows why crazy people do crazy things? They're freaking crazy.
Bernie, you seem upset.
Of course I'm upset. I'm the victim, not him.
Yes, but you can understand why his family would have questions, especially in light of new possible video evidence.
There's no video. Thank you so much for your time, Heidi, but I think I hear the smoke alarm going off, so I gotta go.
She closes her laptop.
I didn't mean for you to just hang up.
What else was I supposed to do?
Oh, God. Oh, this is a disaster.
Maybe we should just tell the truth.
It's kind of hard to do after you just doubled down on national television. Oh, God. Is there a video?
There can't be.
Oh.
I mean, at least I don't think so. Oh. What are we gonna do?
Nothing. If anyone asks, you say, I refuse to dignify these ridiculous accusations with a response, okay? And then if, somehow there is a video, then we say, I don't know, that it's a deep fake or something.
Think that'll work?
It has to. We have too much to lose if it doesn't.
Bernadette Elizabeth Muller, you are my absolute dream girl. And I'm sorry I was such a jerk.
We see the video of Zach asking Bernie nothing to the prom.
Further from the truth. Will you please forgive me and do me the honor of going to prom with me?
They hug. Zach picks her up. Direct messages flow in.
Well, everybody, it's the day we've all been waiting for, prom. I thought you guys might want to get ready with me. Tonight we're going full glam. I haven't been getting much sleep these last couple of days, so this concealer is really going to be earning its paycheck.
She's talking while she puts on makeup. She gets a lot of direct messages. One says, how can you go to prom when you've just murdered someone?
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything, but you guys aren't really giving me a choice. There was no relationship between me and Mason. He was obsessed with me. End of story.
More direct messages come in. What are you hiding? Did you kill Mason so no one would find out? She disables the comments.
So I think we can all agree tonight calls for a cat eye.
She puts on more eye makeup.
Oh, sweetheart. Zach is gonna lose his mind when he sees you.
She walks into the room wearing a red dress.
Do you need to get that?
Oh, no, it's probably just another client canceling. They're all canceling. You can't really blame them with the press camped out at the salon. It's a complete circus. Oh, sweet, don't worry. It'll blow over.
You keep saying that.
Because it will. Wonder who that could be.
Her mom gets up off the couch. She opens the door.
Hi.
Zach's in a tux. He steps in.
You look so beautiful.
So do you. Oh, can you come in for a second, Zach? I want to get some pictures.
Mom?
Oh, don't mom me. You're going to thank me for these someday.
The couple stands together.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Her mom takes photographs.
Oh, thank you.
We should probably go if we don't want to be late.
Yeah, she'll be out in a minute.
Zach kisses Bernie. Zach goes out.
Okay, baby.
I know this is hard, but I need you to put a smile on your face, okay? People are going to be watching you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You can do this. You have to do this. Oh, love you, honey. Okay, now, have fun.
Nighttime over the city.
You wanna get caught up on the city lights. Wanna why you switch and set the mood right. You wanna get caught up on the city lights.
The prom is decorated with bright lights and balloons. The city lights. Wanna why you grip. There's a red carpet leading up to the school. Bernie and Zach run outside.
I needed a breather. I felt like everyone in there was staring at me.
Of course they are. You're the most beautiful person here.
She smiles and kisses Zach.
Will you do me the honor of this dance?
Out here?
Why not?
They slow dance together, alone.
You would tell me if there was any truth to all these rumors, right?
There's not. I promise. You believe me, right?
Here you are. We've been looking everywhere for you.
Jazz comes outside.
God, why?
Oh, no reason. We just named prom king and queen, and shocker, it's you guys!
Yes!
Are you serious? Oh, okay. There'll be enough time for that later. You need to get your crown. I found him.
Jorge comes out with the group.
Yo, Mr. Prom King and Queen.
Where is she?
Who is that?
Mason's mom.
Oh, that's...
Mason's mom walks up.
You are a liar and a whore, and you murdered my son!
Whoa, lady, you need to back up.
She's got you all fooled. But I know the truth. She led my son on, and when he threatened to tell everyone about them, she killed him in cold blood. And then she made it look like it was his fault.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's crazy, just like her son.
Oh, I'm crazy. If I'm so...
Mason's mom goes into her purse.
Then why do I have a letter that he wrote to you talking about messages and pictures that you sent him? Pictures that I have. So I guess when you smashed his phone, you forgot about a little thing called the cloud.
It's not true. Whatever pictures she has, they've got to be fake. I swear, I've never...
Hannah's phone rings. Zach looks at his phone.
Zach, don't!
It's the video of Mason confronting Bernie at school.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm Mason?
Yeah.
Number one fan? Thought you'd be happier to see me.
Did you yell brick and make Zach miss the shot?
That was pretty funny, right?
No, it wasn't. Nothing about this is funny.
You're mad at me? It's not my fault that your Malibu Ken can't make a free throw shot under pressure.
Hannah smiles as the group stands quietly.
Mason grabs Bernie's arm in the video.
I can't explain.
Save your breath. I'll never believe another word that comes out of your mouth again.
Zach points at her. He walks away. Bernie starts crying. Mason's mom stares at her. The group walks away. Bernie looks at her phone.
To be honest, I feel totally betrayed.
It's a video from Hannah.
I was her first friend here. I took her under my wing, and in return, she totally single white femaled me. I mean, that's when I knew that when I found the letter, I couldn't let her get away with it. The truth had to come out.
She starts getting direct messages. You're a liar. Dumpster fire. You killed him. I hope the police see this. Bernie doubles over. She crouches down and covers her face. She picks up her phone again. She makes a call.
You.
nighttime over the city. She's lying down with her mom on a bed.
If we had just told the truth from the beginning, none of this would be happening.
I know it feels like everything is ruined, but we can fix this.
How? Someone died. You killed him and then we lied about it. How do you fix that?
I don't know. I don't know. But I promise you, I will make all of this go away.
Every time I close my eyes, I see him laying there on the kitchen floor. Can you make that go away too? Just go, please. I just want to be alone.
Her mom gets up. Bernie has a flashback.
You shouldn't have done that! Come here!
Get off of me!
Mason getting shot, lying on the floor. Sunrise the next day. Bernie's lying in bed. She grabs her phone. She thumbs through it. She sits up. It's an updated admissions department letter. They've revoked her admission. She walks out of her bedroom.
Mrs. Muller, Bernie, I'm going to need you to come with me.
Detective Connors is at the door. At the police department. A woman walks by carrying a notebook. Bernie is sitting in an interview room. The detective walks in. He closes the door. He goes and sits down across from her.
Why'd you lie, Bernie?
I don't know. I guess I was just worried about what people would say, that they'd somehow think it was my fault.
Because of the pictures? Are you the one that smashed Mason's phone? Did your mom? Okay.
She was just trying to protect me. So, what happens now? Am I going to jail?
Bernie is now sitting in an office, looking over at her mother through a glass door. Her mom stands up. She walks out of the room. Detective Connors opens the door for her.
Oh my God, I've been so worried.
Oh. Bernie hugs her mom.
Can we go home now? Please? I just want this whole thing to be over.
I know, sweetie, and I wish we could. But we can't.
Why? What's going on? Detective Connors said I didn't do anything illegal.
And you didn't. You didn't. But I did. I'm going to be charged with tampering with evidence and obstruction of justice.
What does that mean?
That means that they're going to book me. And I'm going to be arraigned and hopefully I'll get bail.
How long is all that going to take?
I hope not long, but I'm probably going to have to stay the night. Maybe two.
Bernie covers her face.
Oh, sweetheart, it's going to be okay. No, it's not. Nothing's ever going to be okay again. Can't you see that? This is your fault. If we had just told the truth from the beginning.
I'm so sorry. I just did what I thought was best for you.
Or did you do what you thought was best for you?
Bernie.
The detective comes over. He escorts Bernie's mom away. Bernie covers her face as she cries. Sunset over the city.
Hi, everyone. I'm guessing that most of you hate me. And that makes sense. Because I pretty much hate myself right now.
Bernie's talking into her phone in her bedroom.
I just want you to know that I'm not doing this to try to get sympathy or reclaim the narrative or any of that other crap. I just want to be honest for once about what happened. Everyone, especially Mason's family,
deserved to know the truth.
Mason's mom is watching the video.
I did it because I was afraid of losing everything I had worked for. Everything I loved.
Zach is watching the video in his car.
And in the end,
I lost it all anyway.
Hannah's watching the video.
I put my future at risk and stole Mason's. I don't know if I can forgive myself, but I'm working on it. I'm working on myself, reprioritizing what's truly important.
Hannah shakes her head.
Because it's short, and I want to live mine honestly.
Jorge and Jazz are watching the video.
I hope you all find it in your hearts to forgive me.
So that's it. Now you know what really happened. I don't know how to end this. Other than saying, I hope people out there can learn from my mistakes. Don't be afraid of not being perfect. None of us are. And whatever you do, don't believe everything you see on the internet. There's always so much more to the story.
She stops the recording. Zach nods and smiles. Hannah shakes her head. Nighttime over the city. The moon is full, shining down. Bernie knocks on a door. Hannah opens it. She steps outside.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought since I decided to come clean that I'd give you the opportunity to do the same.
Hannah shakes her head.
What are you talking about?
Admit it. You're the one who gave Mason my phone number and address. I knew it. What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't think that he was going to bring a gun. I just thought he was, I don't know, going to show up with flowers or something, and I could finally catch you with him.
What did I ever do to you?
Are you kidding me? You get everything you want, and there's never anything left for the rest of us. And the worst part is, you don't even appreciate any of it. For once, I just wanted you to feel the disappointment that we feel every single day.
You got your wish. I just hope you're okay with living with it.
Are you filming?
No. It's a live stream.
Bernie holds up her phone. She turns and smiles and walks away. Bernie gets in the driver's side of the car.
You got your wish. I just hope you can live with yourself.
Bernie looks at the video she just recorded that went out live of Hannah.
Are you filming me?
No. It's a live stream.
Bernie deletes her account. Bernie walks slowly outside. Zach is waiting for her. He's sitting on the front stoop of the house. Bernie sits down next to Zach.
Hi.
Hey.
I would have called, but wasn't sure if you'd pick up.
I probably wouldn't.
Zach, I'm so... You first.
I saw your life. That took a lot of courage.
Thanks.
Why did you lie to me?
I was ashamed of the pictures. I just didn't want to lose you. Instead, I lost myself. I'm so sorry for all of it. Most of all, for not trusting you.
Yeah. Well, we'll do better next time.
You mean it?
As long as you promise to never lie to me again.
100%, I swear. Which is why I'm going to tell you right now that Steph Curry is absolutely a better point guard than Magic Johnson.
Zach laughs and hugs her sideways, kisses the side of her head. The next day, Bernie is sitting in the kitchen, nibbling on food. She picks up her phone. She answers it.
Hello?
Hello, is this Bernie Mueller?
Who's this?
This is Lawrence McCarthy. I'm with NYU Admissions. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
We saw your live stream and we were very impressed by the way you took responsibility for the situation. Shows real character. We'd like to give you another chance, if you want one.
Oh my god, yes. So much. Yes.
Now, you'll be on probation for the first semester, just to make sure that there are no additional incidents.
Yes, I completely understand.
Take care.
Thank you.
She hangs up and smiles. Text 1 year later. A sunny day over her neighborhood.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the Women's Resource Center, right through here.
Bernie's mom is standing outside the Women's Resource Center. Right through here. It says grand opening. A group of women sit around having a discussion.
Education, career training, and domestic and mental health support systems. Last year when my mother was in prison, she met so many wonderful women who, for one reason or another, found themselves in the system.
Bernie's talking to the group.
They were smart and motivated, but felt powerless to change their situation. As a stalking victim, I know that feeling. It's only been through my coursework in psychology and my study of women's issues that I've begun to understand how to advocate for myself and others. After my mom was released, she was inspired to create this amazing place where women from all walks of life can get the support that they need to truly change their lives. Thank you again for your time and commitment to this organization. And if you have any questions or need anything at all, I'll be right here.
She looks directly into the camera and smiles. Credits.
Keep this moving.
Copyright 2024. He slid in her DMs, LLC.